And one day, I get a phone call from a football player named Brian Collins. And he said, Mark, you're not going to believe this. He goes, you know, I'm sitting there in the locker room. And he said, I was putting my stuff in my locker. And Tim said, yo, what's up, Brian? How was your weekend? And Brian said, the first thing he thought was, wow, I prayed for him yesterday at church. And Brian started getting a godly, you know, conscious about Tim. And I didn't realize it, but it was happening to everybody.
Working with the local church to take the hope of Christ to every student in the United States. This is First Priority. Now here are your hosts, Steve Chirico and Brad Skelling.
Welcome everybody to the First Priority Podcast. We are really glad that you are here today. Mark, how's it going?
It's going good, Brad. I'm glad you're here today too. And I'm glad everyone that's going to listen in and or maybe listening in and on our discussion today. It's good stuff.
I am super, super, super excited. And you already know the reason why, but I'm going to tell everyone else here too, because we have on the show today, the legendary Mark Roberts coming back to talk to us about praying for students in the churches.
Yep. Yep. And he's a good one to have that discussion because he's got some experience and longevity and cool ideas about that. So it's going to be good. Yep.
Well, we always say prayer is the key, and it really is. And Mark shared some really good stories about all of that. So let's jump in.
Sounds good.
Well, we have our special guest with us today, Mark Roberts. Welcome to the podcast.
I love when you say special guest. Ever tell you my special guest story?
I don't think
I'm in this church. I'm in this church and I'm about to preach. And it was a Pentecostal church somewhere in the country. I don't know. And the guy gets up and he says, man, we got a special guest today. And his name's Mark. And he said all kinds of stuff about me that wasn't true, but he just, went on and on and on. And he said, man, we're just so glad our special guest is with us. So there's some music, the choir, the program went on. And he gets back up, and this is about 10, 15 minutes later, and he says, okay, congregation, who's our special guest today? And I thought, is this a quiz? See if they remember my name? And nobody said anything. So I screamed out real loud. I said, come on, man. How hard is it to remember Mark Roberts? And he goes, well, that is true, Mark. You are a special guest. But congregation, who's our special guest? And they said, the Holy Spirit. So I just kind of put my head down in shame. It was a terrible day.
you're second fiddle to the Holy Spirit, then, basically what you're saying, right?
That's right. Oh my gosh. I'm like James and John.
There you go. There you go.
Who's gonna sit on the right?
The difference between us and First Priority is the Holy Spirit's not a special guest. He's a normal guest. You're our special guest today. So welcome. We're glad that you're here. For those who know you and for those who don't, give us a little quick life update on where you're at, what you're doing, how's your family, things of that nature.
Yeah, family's doing great. Both kids, man, love their job and doing real well in it, and except for Hayden, but anyway, everybody's doing well. Cole is probably moving out here pretty soon because they're making it come to the office now, so he's moving out pretty soon. So that bedroom will be open. You guys want to come on down?
We don't nice. Have Cole.
There you go.
And Tanya's doing well. She's working at a surgery center. I became the sales manager for the generator company that I was working with, and that's a different. Well, it's busy to say the least. So,
yes.
But I got a really good team. Just hired a really good guy named Joel. He's going to be a great fit. And a guy named Bob, both of them kind of retired and just kind of bored. One of them was selling solar and got mad at how solar companies were ripping people off and, telling them that solar was a backup system for electricity. And he said, no, it's not. It's it goes off when the electricity goes off. So
that's hilarious.
Anyway, so that's what's going on. And just everybody's staying really busy, but it's good. It's a good deal.
Good.
Good. Kind of busy. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's right. Well, we got you on here today to talk about the commissioning services at church and the prayer cards. And when Mark Robbins and I were talking, you know, who do we bring on to do that? Your name came up because that's kind of your niche, your knit thing with First Priority always is getting people to do those prayer cards and students as missionaries.
I've told this story to you guys. I don't know if a lot of people have heard it, but God taught me a great lesson when I was at the first church I ever worked in. I got my Sunday school teachers together and, you know, you had seventh grade boys, ninth grade girls, whatever. We had a teacher for each of those classes. And I said, you know, I want you guys to do something. I said, I want you to get in there in your Sunday school class and ask everybody in your class to bring up three names to pray for this school year, you know, and just somebody you want to pray for. I didn't say witness to, didn't want to freak them out. I just said, you know, everybody needs prayer and you've got some friends you see every day. Just write down three names. You don't have to put their last name, just put it on their first name. And they collected these cards. So let's just, for the sake of math, 10th grade girls got, you know, 10 girls, they got 30 names. And I went back to my office. I didn't have a clue about youth ministry. I didn't have a clue about anything, but I knew students reach students. And I took those names and I got old school, went and got me some poster board and some magic marker. And I wrote down those 30 names of those girls in the 10th grade class. And I did that for every class. And I went and hung it back in their classroom and I got my teachers together. I said, look, before you say hello, well, you can say hello, but before you start your lesson or whatever, your discussion, tell somebody to have somebody in the room pray, open in prayer and pray for the list. And I said, and I want you to do it at the end as well. So pray before, pray at the end, but just make it, amen, remember to pray for our list. So it started happening. And one day I get a phone call from a football player named Brian Collins, still friends with him on Facebook. And he said, Mark, you're not going to believe this. He goes, there's a guy named Tim. He said, you know, I'm sitting there in the locker room. We have a football game tonight. I mean, it was Monday, the football practice. And he said, I was putting my stuff in my locker. And Tim said, yo, what's up, Brian? How was your weekend? And Brian said, the first thing he thought was, wow, I prayed for him yesterday at church. And Brian started getting a godly, you know, conscious about Tim. And I didn't realize it, but it was happening to everybody. And all of a sudden, we've got kids showing up. I don't even know everybody's name. I'm calling everybody Bud and Dude. I had no idea. But it was the place to be was our church. And I always pray, and we baptized more students than any church in the Georgia Baptist Convention. I think we still hold the record for the most teenage baptism. I mean, it was like 293 teenagers we baptized. And I credit it all to prayer and kids praying for their friends. And when you say stuff like, hey, man, you want to witness to your friends, they don't know anybody. But when you ask them just to pray for their friend, they know at least three or four. So
that's a good point.
That's kind of how I spun it. And then it works. If we can get teenagers to be conscious about praying for their friends, you'll reach their friends.
That's right. That's right.
Good word, man. Good word. That's awesome. And that's something simple too. You know, I mean, that's not, you know, it's just you just put some action into being intentional about praying for people. That's cool.
Yeah. And we've probably done this before and you guys are using, you know, we did the dot. We did, you know, your fish on something like your phone, you see something every day. But lately I've been doing when I'd speak and challenge students to pray for a friend, I just put a bunch of, you know, sticky notes on the altar. And the invitation was come get a sticky note and write somebody's name on it. And here's the challenge. Put it on your mirror for the next month and pray for that person. Every morning you're getting ready. So just any little thing like that, that reminds people to pray for somebody, I think so win. And I mean, if we can do that throughout First Priority, we, you know, there'll be kids saved.
That's right.
I know it.
Well, we're talking as well about, you know, getting the adults in the church passionate and praying for these kids too. Absolutely. You know, I know you've got a few stories about.
Oh my gosh.
I got the best one.
We made little, like little baseball cards for the kids, you know, I mean, the youth. And I said, if you'd like to be prayed for, you know, let me take your picture. And we made a little business. It was easy. Avery Labels is what I did it with. And I'm sure it's easier today, but I just printed out those cards and I printed like 5 cards per kid. And I got up and asked the church, same old thing you guys ask all the time. How many of you gave your life to Christ before you graduated high school? 85% of the congregation raised your hand. I said, well, teenagers, stand up. I said, see all these teenagers in here? They're missionaries in the greatest mission field in the country. It's called school. And you know what? We're praying for missionaries everywhere. Why don't we pray for them? And I said, if you would be willing, after the service is over, to take one of those little magnets. I said, we've made a little magnet for you to hang it on your refrigerator. If you take that home and put it on your refrigerator and pray for a student as a missionary, please grab it. Well, they were all gone in 2 minutes. And the student pastor's coming to me, Steve, going, man, we got to make more. I said, well, have at it. Big guy. So, that was a transformation deal. And then, you know, you can even carry it a step farther. You know, you can actually commission those kids where the pastor invites all the students and the parents to surround these kids and, or I say kids, these students and pray for them as missionaries. Yeah. I'm convinced that one thing, if every church in America would do that, we'd reach America.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. We had one of our coordinators the other day, Mark and I were on a Zoom call with him. It just sparked my mind on this that, you know, he would always start youth group with worship and the kids really weren't engaged in the singing. And he said they started doing small groups and it was like pulling teeth. He's like, well, you guys just need to start talking to God directly because I'm kind of getting sick of this. So he spent the first 20 minutes just having the kids start praying. And he said it's revolutionized the youth group because they're just praying for their friends, they're praying for their school, they're praying for each other and themselves, you know, just to draw closer to God. And you know, the old adage is true, the prayer works, right?
Yeah, it does.
And
it
we
does.
Just don't spend time seeking the Lord and what he has for our lives.
Well, it's like when you start praying for other people, you get your eyes off yourself and you put it on somebody else. And God does a change in your heart when you start praying for other people. I remember I was sitting there having my quiet time this morning and, you know, you start praying and all of a sudden you stop and go, wait, all I'm doing is praying about me. And then you start praying for somebody else.
Yeah. So,
well, exactly. We said it, we don't talk to our friends about God because we don't talk to God about our friends. So
that's great.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. That's a great line.
Well, we're in a podcast series right now, just talking about club training and finding campus coaches, all of those things, and just reaching this generation, like you said, students reaching students. And we believe prayer is that pivotal piece, the essential piece, the key to the success of all that we're doing here. And so
it really is. It really is.
So thanks for joining us today, telling a few stories, and hopefully it's inspirational to those who are listening to go and implement it in their life.
Well, it made my drive home quicker. I'm not there yet, but
yeah, we really appreciate it, Mark. That was great. That's very encouraging and just seems so simple, but it's so effective.
Well, Mark, that was a really good conversation.
That was a good conversation, Brad. It's always awesome to get into some discussion with Mark Roberts because he's always got some cool stories and he's always excited and just encouraging about the gospel and first priority, and today of course prayer. So that was cool.
Of course. Well, yeah, you start with the special guest story and just reminds me of how classic all of Mark's stories are. It makes me sad, makes me miss him, but brings joy to my heart to hear his voice again and just be on the line with him. But yeah, all the prayer ones, I mean, we want to see revival come back and we want to see a generation reached with the gospel. It really is the beginning and the end of what we need to be doing, where we need to be going.
It really is. And I'm excited too, just to throw in here, you know, our boards has put some emphasis on that going into this year. And we've got some prayer partners out there that are praying for us, the American Bible Society, Samaritan's Purse, and others that we're connecting with, and just getting folks praying for us. And, you know, likewise, us praying for them. So got some first priority people that are heading up some prayer ideas and initiatives, even for us at, across the country with First Priority. So I'm excited that just as a whole, our organization is, you know, I don't want to say circling back, but, you know, really putting some strong emphasis on prayer at all levels, because I think it's the way, it's the answer.
That's right. So. That's right. Well, if you want to become a prayer partner for First Priority, you can go to firstpriority.club, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and there is a prayer partner link there, where you can type your name and your email address in, and we will send you a prayer list, I think once a month. You can correct me if I'm wrong on that.
I think that's right.
Just some things that you can be praying for us. We would also be able to provide you a free PDF, I believe, that gives some resources to do some of those things that Mark Roberts was talking about. So you'll get in on that email campaign as well, and just get some of those cards for students that you can be praying for each other in the church, and just bring revival back to the students in your church, the students in the school, and ultimately, obviously, we want to see an entire generation reach. So
that's
how we're going to do it.
That's good.
So
that's good.
Well, thanks, Mark, for another great conversation.
You're welcome, podcast. Thanks for inviting me again.
Thanks, everyone, to listen. And again, share it with those. Share this one with your prayer warrior friends. Those that are out there that you know are praying for everyone in their prayer closet. We love to have more people involved. As you once said, the more people you have involved, the more people you have involved.
Fairly true.
Right. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Brad. See ya.
Later.